Gold Sabatino, we are back with Roland Smith as we carry on and continue on. Roland, please.
Where would you like to go, carry on to?
The islands would be nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Bimini would be nice.
Well, most of our programs this weekend has been dealing with the 4th of July, American history.
Yes.
George Washington as certainly the integral part of the beginnings of this country. And you ever been to the Washington Monument?
Yes.
Did you climb the stairs?
I did not. I did not. I just did the base tour, as they say, and no, I wasn't about to do that, the climb.
Did you know that the original architect wanted to surround the obelisk there with a 100-foot-tall Greek temple with niches for statues of 30 prominent Americans?
I had seen that design, actually. Yeah, on the History Channel. And that was, shall we say, a little bit much.
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, you know, Washington put a stop to that.
Yes.
He didn't want that. But what was to me was interesting is that private citizens finally took up a collection, and the cornerstone was laid in 1848 on the 4th of July. And building was pretty slow in building that monument. 6 years later, the monument was still only 152 feet tall. You know, many of the stones that were donated for the monument came as gifts. Did you know that?
That's correct. Yes.
Each state donated a stone. The territories did in those days. The Cherokee Nation contributed a stone to the project. Greece sent a marble slab from the ruin of the Parthenon. Pius IX sent a marble slab from the Temple of Concord in Rome. But in the dawn of 1854, the Pope's gift was stolen, and apparently a band of masked men overpowered the guard, rolled the stone in a handcart, and threw it into the Potomac River. It was never recovered. And that, they were part of the political group called the Know-Nothings.
And I remember that story. I've always been amazed why they never recovered it, because I believe they don't know exactly where they dumped it, but it is recoverable. It's huge, by the way. It's absolutely huge, from what I understand.
Yeah. Well, it took 24 years. Finally, in 1878, the federal government stepped in and got the monument to Washington finished.
You know, I'm listening to you, it's almost... And I caught him. I blinked, and you looked at me, and as we look at each other across the microphones, I'm blinking because I'm actually thinking about what you're saying. The extraordinary, it is absolutely a remarkable monument. People have not seen the Washington Monument. It is absolutely beautiful. The scope of it is extraordinary, and it took so long to build.
Yeah.
We were a poor country that was trying to build this a monument that someone once noted, probably for people that have a lot of money and rich people who could afford to build it and go to it.
Well, you can see the difference. There's two different colors if you look at the
yes.
monument from the mall. And where it changes is when they finally, the government stepped in and got better marble and granite. And you could see the whole difference from the patina.
The patina.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, there's a Charlie Carroll story about that. He did a wonderful story at the Washington Monument. We're going to try to get him in at some point during the course of one of these segments. Let's do that. But we have coming up.
We have a number of things coming up, but we have an interesting interview with Lieutenant Dan McCormick, former lieutenant. He was with you
yes.
in Vietnam.
Yes.
Back in 1968, 69.
That's the time.
And he has an interesting thing to talk about his first visit to a veterans hospital for the first time after so many years.
That's amazing. We have had him on our broadcast before, and a remarkable man. And I'm looking forward to the interview.
Yeah, he's not in the military today. He's
yes.
He's a businessman, has his own company, et cetera, et cetera. But truly an extraordinary man, very funny man when you get him in person.
And I'm looking forward to the interview. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Let us continue on. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. And please stay with us. We'll be back.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Kukoc scored 3 at a time.
So where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. More American companies are creating ancillary ways to go green without sacrificing quality. Calvin Klein, maker of jeans, underwear, and high-end fragrances, is using something called carbon offsetting when flying in famous celebrities to endorse their products. Marie DeSaro.
It takes over 2,000 pounds per person of carbon emissions and whatnot that are put into the air by their flight and their hotel and their taxis and things like that to get here. So they're offering a carbon offset everybody's trip.
And how does that work? Carbon offset.
They'll do good things for the environment. They'll go plant trees and whatnot to offset the footprint that is left. It's really cool.
As always, it'll be American ingenuity getting us closer to the solution.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.